It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Now, Martin, South Africa's wind energy capacity could be 300 megawatts by 2012, a new study indicates. Tell us more.
Yeah, researchers Frost and Sullivan have come up with this figure of 300 megawatts through wind energy by 2012, which is a modest amount of megawatts, one must add, and less than 1% of the capacity to produce energy that we have in South Africa, and also quite enlightening because it means that we are so far behind North Africa at the moment. If you look at Cairo, Cairo now has a wind energy capacity of 365 megawatts, and of the additional 100 megawatts that came in the continent last year, it was Egypt and Morocco and Tunisia that took the lion's share of that. So definitely South Africa falling behind on the wind energy front, even on its own continent, and wind energy expected to triple in the next 5 years. It means that South Africa need to really get some more accurate data on the wind speeds and wind variations and specific sites so that they can attract investors at a time when project finance is fairly tight.
Well, talking about energy, large-scale solar power projects may be included in South Africa's renewable energy plans.
Yeah, NERSA, our energy regulator, brought in these new renewable energy feed-in tariffs, and they covered the part of solar energy that was the concentrated solar power, and they did landfill gas and all the others, but they neglected to have a feed-in tariff for large-scale photovoltaic solar projects above 1 megawatt, and this led to a howl of protest, obviously, from the suppliers of the photovoltaic power project from solar. And so now it seems that after a study has been done by CAMCO, which is a climate change body, perhaps there will be a re-look at accommodating photovoltaics within the spectrum of feed-in tariffs that NERSA is offering. But the feed-in tariff needed, it seems, it will be the highest. It's something like R2.98 per kilowatt hour. And we saw that with the solar power lower down the line, it was for concentrated solar power, they were offering a tariff of R2.10 per kilowatt hour. So again, this renewable energy far more expensive. I mean, if we look at the price for coal energy averaging between 22 cents per kilowatt hour and 26 cents per kilowatt hour from our existing big Eskom megawattage, you see that the renewable energy does come in at a price, but you know, with the world demanding it, something that we have to consider. And when you take it in the big picture, that it's a small percentage of the overall, it will really mean that coal will be subsidizing these new renewable energy initiatives.
Now, Mozambique, after experiencing war for decades and now peaceful, is beginning to realize its rich agricultural potential.
Yeah, well, you know, the visit of a Chinese delegation to Africa last month was a reminder of the agricultural potential in Mozambique. The Chinese delegation did go to the Democratic Republic of Congo, which, of course, is the prettiest girl on the mining block, and looked at their mining interests there. But they were soon to move to Mozambique as well to foster their agricultural interest. And although, you know, we're in this post-meltdown phase of financial problems in the world, this is a reminder that food security is going to be back on the radar before we know it. And with Mozambique, there is potential there to do a lot of things. If we just take the cashew nut situation, you know, the war knocked that back so badly. If that's a barometer, you can see that the output is down since then, and also the yield. I mean, the yield that they're getting from these cashew nuts in Mozambique is only a third to a quarter of what is being achieved in Vietnam and India. But the potential is there. With a little bit of extra help, it's felt that Mozambique can be turned around as an agricultural destination. And we see our own South African sugar producers moving in. Illovo, having just set up a sugar plant there and also getting higher yields, is wanting to set up a second one. So the potential there is now coming into the spotlight again. And it's time to look at food security now when things are down, rather than to have to be rushing around when the demand gets too steep. And Mozambique is seen as a potential to realize it's a rich agricultural effort.
Martin Creamer, thanks very much for talking to us. The publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He will be back at the Coalface at the same time next Friday.